Meditations on Hypnotic Chastity by Aurelia Alder. Section 0. Preface. There are as many ways of adding chastity and orgasm control to your relationship as there are relationships. What is contained herein is a blueprint only. The methods outlined within, and the thoughts associated with them, have proven effective in various real-life tests. Every hypnotic construct requires an engine to drive it. This can be the force of habit, the pleasure of masturbation, respect for the hypnotist, or the general suggestibility introduced during trance, causing thoughts to become lodged and influential in the mind. Each of the following sections outlines one of a few approaches to using orgasm control as part of a wider system of hypnotic programming. Orgasm control may exist with or without other fetishes for assistance. Some examples include bondage with or without chastity belts, including time release or broken object restraint, technology fetishes, including reinforcement through porn and noise-canceling headphones, accompanied by restraint from touching oneself. Ongoing pain stimulation, from kneeling in painful prolonged positions while edging, to nipple clamps or direct pressure from your dominant. This list is non-exhaustive, and other techniques will be listed in the books to follow. Hypnotic trance, and structures analogous to it, are used throughout. NLP frameworks, evocation triggers contained in my other work. These works also contain pervasive and persuasive thought that might tempt the non-fetishist into giving chastity and edging a try. While specific scripts and concepts are given, they are part of a wider framework. Be aware that induction to trance may occur at any time, particularly if you are susceptible to my style or have studied my other chastity work. I recommend just going with it. There is a check-in component worked into each stage of every program. These programs are not gendered, except the recommendation in places to use the words good boy or good girl as appropriate. Good pet might be equally substituted. Where these programs address genitalia, they provide options and ideas for multiple configurations, including variation based on most sensitive areas. A warning before we continue. Some sex drives are simply too strong for prolonged chastity of certain sorts, and there is nothing wrong with that. You may have to limit yourself to an intuitive release method, need to have an alternative release method, or need a very involved partner if using more restrictive types of chastity and orgasm control. Do not continue any of these regimens to the point of actual distress or disruption to your normal life, unless you make a conscious decision to do so, preferably with an involved partner. Finding the best method for you and your relationship, either with yourself or with another, is far more rewarding than trying to make a square peg fit a round hole.